Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the people show, where we take the pulse of Husker Nation, brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. Today I'm joined by Husker legend, Heisman Trophy winner, Eric Crouch. How you doing, Eric?
I'm doing great. How are you, Adam?
I'm good, man. I want to thank you for joining me, and I'm just going to dive right into it. So, 4-3, bye week, rough loss to Minnesota. There has been some positives, obviously some ups and downs. What's your take on year two under Scott Frost so far?
Well, I think there's a lot of, you know, people stoppers down right now, but to be honest, I think we're going to be in a bowl game, so that's much improved from last year. I know there's, you know, winnable games on our schedule. You know, you look at a couple tough games out there with Wisconsin and, you know, at the end of the year with Iowa, but, you know, things happen. And I still think we'll be bowling, and that's an improvement from the first year with the staff.
What have you seen so far from this offense? Because there's been times, like for three quarters against Colorado, they looked really good. There's been times this year they've looked really good. Illinois, they put up over 700 yards. And at times, you know, they've struggled a little bit, obviously a bit dinged up with Vedrill starting to quarterback and then Wandale getting dinged up and Maurice Washington being suspended here and there a few games. What's been your take on the offense so far this year?
Inconsistency. I think that's, you know, what sticks out to me in the offense is, you know, you said it, there's been times we've had this, there's been times we've had that. And, you know, I mean, a great offense is one that always has that all the time, you know, snap after snap. And we're consistently producing first downs and touchdowns and big plays. I just don't see that right now. I don't know what the answer is to that, but, you know, I'd love to see some continuity in, you know, players, quarterback position playing better, all receivers playing better, you know, continuity in our running back schemes and the line all playing together. I just think that bits and pieces are playing, but we all haven't played together to really make this thing go. And I mean, that's the disappointing part is, you know, year two, not a ton of change on offense. But, you know, you would expect that there'd be just a little bit more, chemistry, continuity, better timing in all of our offense, passing game, running game, play action, and throwing downfield with a big play.
So, I kind of laughed when you said you don't have the answer, because that was going to be my next question. What would be your biggest piece of advice as far as trying to get that consistency? All right, so nobody really has the answer. If they did, it'd be fixed. So, how about this? What do you see from the quarterback position specifically, being a former quarterback yourself? And obviously, Adrian Martinez, man, he kind of lit the world on fire last year as a true freshman. Big things were expected this year. Obviously, you know, it's been a little bit different. In fact, you could easily argue there's been a regression, you know. So what do you think the reason for the regression has been? And how optimistic are you that before the end of this year, because I have no doubt he'll bounce back. The question is when. How optimistic are you that he'll bounce back at some point this season?
Yeah, I mean, I'm optimistic. I think that maybe this break is going to help him. Maybe a little you know, competition might help him during a week of practice. I mean, I know he played pretty well. You know, I think he's still the number one guy. There's no doubt in my mind. I think that, you know, Noah is a great quarterback. You know, he's got a lot of great skills. I do like the way that he runs. But I do think with Martinez, it's just a matter of him settling down and not thinking that he's got to do it all. I think somewhere in his mind has got to really trust his offense around him. He's got to trust the line. And that's been hard at times. You know, there's been snaps that have been in places that they don't need to be. There's been run-throughs with, you know, linebackers and defensive backs have come through the line. And so, you know, as a quarterback, you start to get a little bit worried about things that you shouldn't be worried about. And it throws your mind off reading defenses and taking the proper drops and letting go of the ball at certain times. And he's a tremendous athlete, great leader. And, you know, Nebraska needs him back, and they need him to be healthy and playing great football, making great decisions. We just, you know, I think that decision-making process, I mean, that's the first thing that Terry Gill always told me, is that to be a great quarterback, you've got to be able to make great decisions and take care of the football. And there's been times out there where we've taken too many sacks, we haven't gotten rid of the football. You know, we saw that even with Noah when he got in here recently with Minnesota. So just a little bit little bit better play, a little bit more confidence in the people around him, and I think that will help.
Do you think, because he has been a little bit hesitant this year, even just to take off and run, Adrian's been a little bit hesitant. Do you attribute that to maybe him trying to do too much because of the preseason expectations? Do you think it's more of a lack of trust because of everything that's gone on around him so far this year on the offense?
You know, Adam, I think when you start running as a quarterback, you know that those guys are coming to hit you. And, I really haven't seen Martinez be that running back that Coach Frost said earlier that he wanted to see.
Yeah.
And, I think, Scott played that way. I think he expects his quarterbacks to play without fear. And at times it just seemed like maybe he was playing not to get hurt versus playing to get the first down or playing aggressively to get a touchdown or make that big play and make somebody miss. And we know he's got the athletic ability. We know he's got the talent. He's got the speed. He's got the strength. I mean, he's got everything that a quarterback would want, especially right now in the system that we're running. And so I just think it's a little bit of, just that small hesitation where, he's maybe reserved himself that he didn't want to get hurt, or, maybe he's thinking, I've got to, live for the next play versus, I've got to make this play work, or, there's a lot of things that can be going on. I wish I had a chance to really talk to him and just get a sense for what he's feeling and thinking, and maybe we can help him out, really just setting your mind at ease. You just got to go out and be yourself. You got to play the game, and things will happen. Things will fall into place. You just have to, have your teammates. You got to trust your teammates. They'll end up trusting you, and that's when things are full go.
Now, as a guy who successfully ran the old-school Nebraska triple-option power offense, option football, what did you think? What was your reaction when you saw them do it against Ohio State, and they've tried it a couple times this year? And obviously, and that's not going to be Scott Frost's full-time offense. We know that. But what do you think about him incorporating that into the offense, and what was your reaction when you saw that?
I mean, you almost get chills because, success running that offense for many, many years. And there's just a feeling when you get under center, you're running downhill. I mean, you could be in shotgun, actually. My senior year, we were in shotgun quite a bit. Spread was just coming alive. And, I think there's something to it. And I was happy to see that we were getting in that old school, formation with a tight end and running some option downhill. I really liked the way that Martinez ran that play a few times, and he had a quick decision and got a burst of yards there. I think he might have got a first down on that play, or 10 yards, and then he kept it. And we're in the I back formation, just brings back good, a field bit, and so it's got to work. And these guys have to be able to run that, and it takes time to practice that and practice and be successful. So maybe we'll see more. I think switching in and out. And get to do things, it'd be sweet.
Now, just to reiterate, we all know Scott Frost isn't going to make that the mainstay in his offense, but I enjoy debating this with people, whether that old-school Nebraska offense would work in modern-day football. And I always point back to the 95 Orange Bowl when they played against Warren Sapp, Ray Lewis. The Rock was on that defense. It was an NFL-caliber defense, and they won the national championship in Miami on their home field against that defense running this offense. So I always point to that and say, yeah, it worked for 40-plus years. I think it would still work. Again, we know what Frost is going to run, but I'm just curious, do you think it would work in modern-day football?
I do. I think that you just have to rep it. Option football still works. You just have to rep it. You got to have the right guys. You got to, how to switch the audibles and how to find the right side of the, you have to do some reading with the defensive line, and your quarterback has to do a little bit more at the line of scrimmage. But, I think it's a fun offense. It's an offense that has a lot of excitement. Essentially, if you're going to run triple option, you're going to take two guys off the defense. If you make the right read, it's 9 against 11. I mean, so this is a number of game. And, you got to have some depth, though. I mean, this is not one of those types because you're pounding guys. You got to have depth at quarterback. Your number two has got to be just as good as your first guy. He's got to be able to come in. You got to have a few running backs to, big guys that they're athletic and can catch pitches on the outside, and they've got to be able to run through the guts of the defense too. So you got to have a special type of running back as well. And you know, right now I just don't see. I mean, we've got speed at running back. You know, Washington's got tremendous speed, but I don't see him run through the tackles as dominating as I'd like to see. Wandale Robinson. I mean, the guy has shown me that the guy can really go. I mean, he's got a different gear. I love the way that he runs with the football. He's got tremendous athletic ability, and he does some special things. So, he might be a guy that could do that.
So you were a youngster. I believe your true freshman year was 1997. Is that correct, Scott Frost senior year?
Correct, yep.
So what was Frost like as a senior, on the leader on that team, a team that won the national championship? What was he like as a player and the quarterback leading that team?
Well, I just remember that, Scott had to earn respect from the team. He came in, he transferred from Stanford, so he left the state, and I think there was a solid taste in fans and teammates and coaches, but he really did a tremendous job of, being that great leader and being a great teammate and sitting in. And it was against the odds that he was able to do what he did. And so it's a special testament to the type of person that he is, the type of coach that he is, and really the type of teammate he is. And that's why I've got 110% faith and belief that, this staff and Scott, he's doing things right. And when you do things right, it doesn't just happen overnight. It does take a little bit of time to, boil down and let the best rise to the top.
Well, talk to me about, I believe I'm going to get the play call right, if I don't, correct me, Black 41 flash reverse pass, all right? So you guys put that in practice. You practice it. Do you ever think you're actually going to run it in a game? And then when you do run it against Oklahoma, the ball's in the air, you're open. What are you thinking throughout that process?
Well, first I thought Coach Hollis had lost his mind because it didn't work at all. In practice. Matter of fact, it was an interception or a sack or a fumble or, it was an incomplete something. So that's when we took it out. We're like, this plays out, And the funny thing was that, earlier that week, we'd watched a bunch of trick plays that the history of the Nebraska-Oklahoma matchup had put our trick play in. It so happened to be that Oklahoma had the same play ran earlier in the game.
Yep.
And they weren't able to, execute it. So it was pretty cool to see that we had a very similar play, almost exactly the same play, where you throw back to the QB on the outside. And that's happened to work. And, what a tremendous moment in Memorial Stadium for the whole entire fan base and our football program. And a huge win. You upset the number one team. And Oklahoma had been on like a 20 or 21 game winning streak. So it was a huge win for us.
Yeah, very cool. That's actually, it's how it seems to work. Plays don't work in practice and they work in a game, or they work in practice and they don't work in a game. So I don't envy coaches, man. They got a difficult job. So
yeah, you've got to be able to make those changes, right?
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for joining me. I appreciate your time, Eric.
Absolutely. You bet.
All right, until next time, Husker Nation, go big red, and always remember
to throw the bones.
Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.